Of midnight hair and a long-legged stride and called out,
Indigo!
However, he realized his mistake the instant he turned the corner.
Adria.
Eyes of the deepest blue-violet met his, the frost in them threatening to give him hypothermia.
Indigo's in her office.
The words were helpful, but the tone might as well have been a serrated blade. That did it.
Did I kill your dog?
Frown lines marred her smooth forehead.
Excuse me?
God, that tone.
It's the only reason,
he said, holding on to his temper by a very thin thread.
I can think of to explain why you're so damn pissy with me.
Adria had been pulled into Den territory during the hostilities with Counselor Henry Scott and his Pure Psi army a month ago, and had remained behind to take up a permanent position as a senior soldier. She'd fought with focused determination by Riaz's side, followed his orders on the field without hesitation. However, off the field?
Ice.
Absolute. Unrelenting. Glacial enough to bite. Folding his arms when she didn't reply, he stepped into her personal space, caught the subtle scent of crushed berries and frost. A strangely delicate scent for this hard-ass of a woman, he thought, before his wolf's anger overrode all else.
You haven't answered my question.
It came out a growl. Eyes steely, she stepped closer with a slow deliberation that was pure, calculated provocation. She was a tall woman, but he was taller. That didn't seem to stop her from looking down her nose at him.
I didn't realize,
she said in a voice so polite it drew blood,
that fawning over you was part of the job requirement. Now I know who Indigo learned her mean face from.
But where his fellow lieutenant's heart beat warm and generous beneath that tough exterior, he wasn't sure Adria had any emotions that registered above zero on the thermometer. Adria's response was scalpel sharp.
I don't know what she ever saw in you, but I suppose every woman has mistakes in her past.
The slightest change in her expression, the tiniest fracture, before it was sealed up again, her face an impenetrable mask. Scowling, Riaz was about to tell her exactly what he thought of her and her judgmental gaze when his cell phone rang. He answered without moving an inch away from the woman who was sandpaper across his temper, rubbing him raw with her mere presence.
Yeah? My office,
Hawk said.
Need you to head out, do a pickup. Be there in two.
Snapping the phone shut, he closed the remaining distance between him and Adria, forcing her to tip back her head.
We will,
he said, realizing those striking blue eyes with an edge of purple had streaks of gold running through them, beautiful and exotic.
Continue this later.
That was when Adria's cell phone rang.
Yes,
she answered, without breaking eye contact with the big muscled wolf who thought he could intimidate her.
In my office,
Hawk ordered.
On my way.
Hanging up, she raised an eyebrow at Riaz in a consciously insolent action.
My alpha has requested my presence, so get out of my fucking way,
she said with utmost sweetness. Eyes of beaten gold narrowed.
Guess we'll be walking together.
Not giving an inch until he stepped back and turned to head to Hawk's office, she walked in silence beside him, though her wolf bared its teeth, hungry to draw blood, to bite and claw and mark.
Damn him. Damn him.
She'd been doing fine, coping after her final separation from Martin. That had been a bloody battle, too.
You'll come crawling back to me. Maybe I'll be waiting. Maybe I won't.
Adria stifled a raw laugh. Martin didn't understand that it was over. Done. It had been over the night a year ago when he'd stormed out of their home, not to return for 4 months. The truly stunning thing was that he'd had the gall to be shocked when she'd told him to find someplace else to sleep and slammed the door in his face.
Cat got your tongue?
An acerbic comment made in a deep male voice that ruffled her fur the wrong way.
Go bite yourself,
she muttered, in no mood to...